got God? Or maybe, has God got you? Or when's the last time you had some devotion time with just you and the Lord or in the Word of God? Not just driving necessarily in a car or something like that, but somewhere where you can just chill. I needed an answer about something recently, and I was praying about that, and I did my normal devotion that I just, other words, I this is just something that I do on a regular basis, and he answered me, and he was here, and I want to share with you about that. Join me this morning.
Howdy, welcome to God's Adopted. I'm here to help encourage you to grow in faith through stories, teaching, and practical examples so you can experience more of God in and through your life. When we get born again, He adopts us. This podcast is here to encourage us all to grow in becoming the children of God He's adopted us to become. Join me and learn to do like Peter did. Let's get out of the boat and step on the water with Jesus.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for my brothers and sisters who might be hearing this episode of the podcast. I pray, Father, that you would draw near by your Holy Spirit, that you'd be near to each one of us who hears this. I pray that you'd come close to us, and that I pray for encouragement, Lord, and for building up, that you would encourage us even through this time that we share together in a fellowship of a type. And I praise you, Father, and thank you for this time that we have. In Jesus' name, amen. Recently, I've been praying about, like, what am I going to be reading next as far as in the Bible on my Thursday podcast episodes. On Thursdays, I'm reading one chapter of whatever book I'm going through in the Bible, using a public domain version, you know, translation of the Bible, so I don't have to worry about copyright issues. And as I'm reading through and everything, on the following Thursdays, I'm almost done with the Gospel of Matthew. And so I was doing the Gospels, but I really think that the next book that I'm going to read is not going to be one of the Gospels. And I've been praying about this. And I'm also, if you've been listening along with the podcast, you'll know that I've been reading through the New Testament. Well, this morning, I'm starting in the book of Revelation. And so I'm on the last book of the New Testament as I've been going straight through the New Testament. And I would encourage you, if you haven't done that yourself in a while, I would really encourage you to do that. Even if you just read a little bit every day, but you're just going straight through. Don't focus on study notes and guides and all kinds of stuff like that, but just straight through, just you and the Holy Spirit guiding you and leading you through His Word. And so I was praying about, like, what am I going to do for Thursdays after the Gospel of Matthew? And this morning, I came and I before I turn my computer on, I sit down, I have a cup of coffee, and I go ahead and have some time of prayer, and I read whatever I'm reading. Normally, I'm just reading a chapter. Sometimes I get extremely excited about what other things are going on. Maybe I read more than a chapter. Terrible, right? You know, you can see I'm kind of flexible about some of these things. I think it's good to be a little flexible. Like, you know, be flexible with the Lord. And so as I come and I sit down and I'm getting ready to read through the scripture, like before I got started or anything, I felt the Lord's presence with me. And it was kind of different in some ways, because it was almost like, have you ever been at a church service maybe? Or maybe you've been with other Christians who pray for people, and they have anointing oil. Now, you know, the thing that's special about anointing oil is the prayer that you make as you're anointing somebody. It's not like the oil is holy itself, and you have to go buy some holy oil somewhere or something like that. No, 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 no. you can take regular olive oil and anoint someone and pray for them, and the Lord do amazing things just by that, by honoring, obeying His word and His leading in how to pray with people, even with anointing. Well, the point about anointing is this, though. There are some oils that you can buy that have that smell wonderful. Like in the scriptures, you read about frankincense and myrrh and nard and these different things, and you read about them even in the New Testament. And some of these oils, actually, when they have some of these different things in them, they smell really nice, actually. Well, and I'm sure it depends on, you know, some of it's probably like an acquired flavor, kind of like, you know, maybe some people like some of these smells and some people don't. I like the smell. And when I sat down this morning and I was getting ready to pray and to get into the Word, I felt the Lord, like, have you ever been around, maybe you have a friend or someone in your family, and when they get close by, you just, they don't have to say anything, but you feel their presence, but it's a warm presence. It's peaceful. It's calming. It's assuring. It's all of these words. I'm trying to use words to describe a feeling, but you feel all of these things. And it's only because that person is just standing right there with you, or maybe they're sitting with you. You don't have to even say anything, but you can get that feeling, and you can enjoy that moment. Well, this morning, I kind of felt like the Lord was right here, and for some reason it was so odd, and I wanted to share this with you. Like, I smelled a little bit like of anointing oil or something, like a particular fragrance that I've only smelt with, you know, some expensive anointing oils and stuff in the past. And it's like I got a little whiff of that this morning, and I had some of that presence of the Lord was close, and that shalom that comes with Him by His Spirit. And I hope that you can have that today. Even as I'm just sharing with you, and I'm gonna close in prayer pretty shortly. I'm not gonna take a long time today. But I went ahead and I started reading the book of Revelation. And in verse 3, this is what it says. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy. And blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near. When I read that verse this morning, I felt like, wow, you know what? This is the book that I'll read on Thursdays after I'm done with the Gospel of Matthew. This will be the next book. I, like, more than ever in my life, I felt like, and I felt this way more than once, like, the time of the Lord is near, and it was, it's curious as far as, like, the eclipse just happened and everything yesterday, and there was so much different kinds of anticipation and expectations that people had about it and everything, you know, and I'm like, well, if the Lord comes, that's awesome, you know, the church and the angels in the church and say, come, Lord, come quickly, Lord, you know. And at the same time, you know, we got to be ready for today. Here's a day. And so a lot of things going on. And I think reading through the book of Revelation is probably timely even in so many different ways. So I'm going to start reading the book of Revelation on Thursdays. It won't be immediately. It won't be this Thursday. I have, I think, one or two chapters left of the Gospel of Matthew. But when I'm done with that, then I'll start to read through the book of Revelation on Thursdays. So I just wanted to share with you, like, you know, we have a living Lord, a living God. It's a living relationship. And we can ask him questions and pray, and we can be in his presence, and he can be near us. And sometimes you might feel his presence closer than other times. That doesn't mean he's not with you or like you're not in his hand. I'm just talking about there's different flavors, there's different times or states of relationship and moments in relationship. And so at sometimes you focus on one thing and sometimes you focus on a different thing. And you can be right next to a person and not necessarily focus on them. And that, so there's a significance about devotion time and spending that special time. You know, what if you think about it in this way? You know, do you have any friends, or maybe you have a wife or a husband, and there's times that you have special moments with family or friends that are special moments together. And when you're not right there with them together in that special moment, the relationship is still the relationship. It hasn't gone anywhere. And so I just really want to encourage, if you haven't had some devotion time and haven't been reading in the Word of God lately, I want to encourage you to start. If you need a starting point, start praying about it. And you could start reading Revelation and get ready for Thursdays. And as I read, you know, you can respond. Let me know what you think about what's God sharing with you lately. I'd love to hear about it. So I'm gonna close in prayer now. And thank you for taking some time with me. Father God, I pray for my brother and sister who might hear this episode of God's Adopted. And I pray, Father God, that you'd come near to each one of us in some special way, even today, that you'd let us know your presence with us in some special way. I pray that by your Holy Spirit that you'd encourage us and guide us and lead us in the way that you'd want us to go, to say things you want us to say or do or hold back from saying or doing. And I just pray for your peace. I speak peace to those who hear this. Peace in the name of Jesus. I speak peace to you and into your lives even today. And Father, I praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
I love seeing how our real living God is working in and through our real living lives in this real world. Please subscribe to this podcast and keep listening. If you've been blessed or encouraged in some way and want to leave a review, please do that by writing your review on iTunes. If you haven't already, please drop in and say howdy in our Facebook group when you can. See you next time on the water with Jesus.